Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Beyond Fear, comes from the audio program The Spirit of Mantra with Deva Pramal and Miten, 21 Chant Practices for Daily Life. Here's what producer Steve Lazard had to say about this week's producer's pick.
Most of us can easily identify moments of fear in our lives. In this selection, world-renowned devotional musicians Deva Pramal and Miten explore how the practice of mantra can support our journey to a place beyond fear. In this selection, we are encouraged to contemplate fear, what it means to each of us, as well as how it affects our daily life. Deva shares the text of the Shante Prashante mantra and explores how to work with the mantra in order to move beyond fear. Additionally, Deva and Miten each offer a story of a time fear has shown up in their lives and how they were able to move beyond those feelings. I hope you enjoy this week's selection.
You can download the entire program, The Spirit of Mantra, with Deva Pramal and Miten at SoundsTrue.com. And now our producer's pick, Beyond Fear, with Deva Pramal and Miten.
Namaste, friends. Welcome to day 6.
Namaste.
Today we deal with the subject of fear, an issue that I'm sure all of us are familiar with. Let's begin with the mantra Om. Please join us. Let's close your eyes and together we will chant the mantra Om. Mantra Om is so essential, so important to our well-being as a human being on planet Earth. With a deep breath.
And breathe out. And a deep breath.
Just stay with your eyes closed for a moment and let's contemplate fear, what it means to us, how it affects our daily life, the way it affects our relationship with our friends, our loved ones, our view of the world. This mantra has the potential to lead us beyond fear. Isn't that incredible? These collection of sounds, when chanted regularly, open up the door to a world beyond fear. That's the miracle of mantra.
Shante prashante sarva bhaya upashamani svaha. Shante prashante sarva bhaya upashamani svaha. Invoking supreme peace, I offer up the energy of fear to the universal formless mind. I think we can say that fear is one of the emotions that we call negative and that we actually fight against. On my spiritual journey, I always heard the gurus and the teachers tell me, embrace fear, don't fight it, embrace all your negative emotions. That's how you grow beyond them. I could never really understand what that meant until one day I was faced with intense anger. I remembered those words I'd always heard and I tried it out. Let's see what happens if I don't fight it, if I don't express it, if I don't try to push it away, and if I accept it. Within moments, the energy of anger transformed into bliss. And it was the most amazing feeling to realize that anger is an energy that can be blissful. And in that space of bliss and acceptance, it's an experience that lasted for a few hours. So other emotions happened to me during that time, which were usually unwelcome, like insecurity, fear, shame. Every one of these emotions was a facet in the colorful rainbow of emotions that a human being can feel. And that's welcome, that's life.
A life without fear. Of course, that's something we all strive for. We all hope for. Let's embrace this mantra as a tool, as a doorway into a life beyond fear.
Shante prashante sarva bhaya upashamani svaha.
I also have a story to share with you regarding my own personal experience with fear. And it was a very simple moment when I walked into a room that was dark, and I felt a presence, a fearful presence in the room. I couldn't see anything. And then I reached for the light switch, and when the room was flooded with light, of course, there was nothing there. Nothing to be scared of, just an empty room. This is an example of how when we bring light into darkness, the darkness being the emotion of fear, which we cannot fight, we cannot push the darkness out of the room. We simply bring a light into the situation, and then there is no darkness. Darkness does not exist, it's just a cloud of smoke. It simply doesn't exist. And that's the essence of this mantra. It brings light into darkness. It dispels our fears. It opens to a place that we all know intrinsically that lies beyond our emotions, a life, a space beyond fear, beyond all emotions, where the lake is still and calm, without a ripple. A very sweet and beautiful place to find ourselves.